Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Teresa Taylor's here. Teresa's a new friend. She's the former Chief Operating Officer of Quest. That's right, that Western United States telecom company, which is a Fortune 200 company and telecom and media company. She currently is the CEO of Blue Valley Advisors, which is where she helps companies like yours and mine and maybe even larger companies put their best foot forward in the marketplace, helps them with vision and strategy and those kinds of things. Skills that she honed as an executive for other companies. She's the author of a brand new book called The Balanced Myth. And it's all about rethinking work-life success. And she's our new friend, Teresa Taylor. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the book. Okay, here's the big question, Teresa. You're a woman. You're a mother. You're a top level executive in the C-suites of the C-suite corporation of corporations in America. Can you have it all as a woman? Can you have it all?
Well, I do believe you can. I just think it's different than how it's been defined for us in the past. So I think
so. It depends on how you define all. Is that what you're saying?
That's right, right. So I think you can have it all, but it's more of a blending and more of a integrating your life than trying to search for this mythical balance.
Mm-hmm.
Where balance implies that you have to equalize everything and that you have to be the best and be equal on being a mom and a wife and a working person and all these things mm-hmm. together and be perfect. And I don't think that's possible at all.
Right.
So I think having it all is based on you being a woman and being able to work and raise kids and still be happy, still have the two together.
Is it part of having it all for you? Wouldn't it be knowing when to say no? For example, knowing when you had to say to the business part, okay, I'm leaving now and I'm not coming back till tomorrow. I've got something to do. Or when you tell your family, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to make this baseball game. I've got something to do at work, but I'll be here for the next one. What do you think?
Right. I think you make choices, absolutely. And so you look at your day, and you put it all together. You put your calendar together, use a metaphor, and you make your choices. But whatever choice you make, then you're fully present there. So my philosophy also was to not renegotiate with yourself.
Say that. Explain that.
Yeah, don't renegotiate. So once you've said, okay, I'm going to go to the soccer game instead of the meeting, that you don't sit at the soccer game and say, oh, I should have been at the meeting, I should be
right here,
I should be there.
That's hard.
And the other way around. Yeah, really hard. But to focus on where you are and give that all you have.
Be in the moment.
Not look backwards. Exactly.
Commit to your decision. Well, if you made a decision, commit to it and make it the best it can be.
Right, right. Just stay with that and don't look backwards.
Well, I'd like to throw something out here as a man and a father, Teresa. When I was launching my business 25 years ago, I had a couple of teenage kids, and they were active in sports and everything. And you know, you can appreciate the time it takes when you're launching a small business. It weaves a very fine seam between it and yourself and your family. And I can remember,
right.
I can remember all the things that you just described, all the concerns you talked about, all the issues that you as a woman had. I had those same things. Now, I obviously had a wife, and I didn't have to do the laundry. So that's I'm gonna throw that in.
Probably didn't clean the toilet.
Full disclosure, I'm gonna say that. But at the same time, I was the only breadwinner, and I was still trying to raise. But my point is, it's not easy on guys either.
Right.
And you
right.
saw this too,
yeah,
didn't you?
I do agree with that men have the same issues. I'll tell you, the reason I wrote the book was because this issue is usually what causes women to exit the workforce.
Hmm.
So you have 50% of women being educated today, yet not that many in the upper levels of companies are running their own businesses or on boards.
Yeah.
And it's typically because they leave thinking they can't find this balance.
And how much of that is real and how much of it is self-imposed? Because
that's
a real thing, isn't it?
I think it's both. Yeah. No, I do think it's real because there is, you know, the extra pressure. But I do think some of it is self-imposed because they believe they're supposed to be a certain way and be perfect and all that. And, you know, if we don't get these women through that middle part, the age that you're talking about, when you were starting your company and the kids were teenagers, they usually leave the business, either physically or mentally. But mentally,
or they,
I mean,
or they don't believe they, or they imagine how hard it's going to be and they never start.
Right, right. Or say, don't give it to me. Don't give me the promotion. Don't give me the next job. I can't travel. I can't go to more meetings.
Right.
And they never
This is singularly about women, isn't it? More than men. This part, right?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, I do.
I think so too. And you know, a woman asked me one time, "Why don't men feel guilty?" And I said, "No, you're mistaken." And I mean this. And Teresa, my audience knows how much I care about women and want them to be successful. I've proven my respect and my love for helping women be successful for the last 17 years in this business. So I give them tough love, and it's with emphasis on the love. But here's the thing. Men feel guilt just like women. Men just don't manufacture it.
That could be.
See my point? You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
Women manufacture guilt that doesn't have to be there.
Right. And we're also not as confident in the workplace. So we question ourselves a little bit more. If there's a checklist of 10 qualities, and if we don't have all 10, we won't apply for the job.
Yeah.
We're men. If you only have 5, you'll apply and say, "I can do this, and I need to deserve it."
That's exactly right. So that's exactly right. And no, I do believe that the two things that hold women back is manufactured guilt and the confidence thing, more than anything else. Especially in 2015, when women can get loans from a bank, like, you know, 30 years ago, a woman had to take her husband to the bank to get a loan for a business, right? She didn't have to do that anymore. And women are accepted in the marketplace. But still, after all that progress, those two things abide, don't they?
They do. Yep, I do agree.
Can we talk about those more after this break? I want to get your thoughts on how to help women solve that issue. And we'll do that right at this break, folks, 20 after. The book is called The Balance Myth by Teresa Taylor, Teresa A. Taylor. Teresa, you want to give us a website quickly?
Yes, it's thebalancemythbook.com.
Thebalancemythbook.com. Check it out, folks. Teresa Taylor and I will be right back 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.